Good morning. How are you all?
We're doing great today. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we've got you a forecast that is going to be perfect. Get you out of the weather that looks like it's going to be of any part tomorrow. It's going to be on tomorrow morning. But the Monroe County Fair Board will be lighting up the skies. Tell us about what we need to know tomorrow night out there at the fairgrounds.
Well, the gates open at 4 o'clock. We have go-kart racing starting around 4:30. We will also have a cruise in. They can start coming in around 6. We have several food vendors lined up, live music. And we're going to light up the sky around 9:55.
Excellent. And then when we talk about a cruising taking place, for those of us that are non-HEP cats, what does that involve?
It's people that have old cars, show vehicles of any type. It doesn't necessarily have to be a car. Just bring them in, set them up for display for people to look at.
Very nice.
So let me ask what entrance we're talking about, because there's so many different ways to get into the fairgrounds. How are you guys going to be directing traffic?
The main gate will be the first one open, which is Gate 3, right across from Bunger Road. And as the night goes on and traffic starts to get lined up, we will open Gate 1 and Gate 4.
Okay.
So it's how the flow is going to go is going to determine which gates are going to open.
Exactly. And we do have a traffic flow put in place by the traffic commissioners for when the event is over, to get everybody out safely and quickly as possible.
Well, that's another thing as well, because you've learned some things over the last couple of years doing this, have you found a better way to get everybody in and out?
Hopefully. Bunger Road will be closed coming in and leaving to exit to Highway 45.
Okay, that's important to know, yeah.
Gate 1 and Gate 3 will exit to the left to Highway 45, and at that time, Airport Road will become one way, both lanes going.
Yeah, get them in, get them out, get that traffic flow moving. And you'll have people there on the grounds letting folks know what's the easiest way to get out and do all that.
Absolutely. We have the county deputies will be at the gate, and then we have state troopers set up at the main intersection to get traffic going.
That's perfect. And talking about getting in, though, it's free admission, but you would like people to make donations. And I'm just wondering, where do the donations go? How does this all work?
Yes, we were asking for donations, and everything that's collected at the gates goes directly to purchase the product. No one is getting paid for this event.
You guys are all volunteering your time for this. Excellent job.
The bands or the music acts are volunteering. The food vendors are giving back some of their sales. The guys putting the show on are volunteering their time and labor. It's all done by volunteers.
And you know what? But I went last year, and I want to say that even though it's run by volunteers, you know, you might expect the quality is phenomenal. It's a fantastic show. It's well run. There's tons of food vendors, and the fireworks
How
are high quality.
How did you donate last year? Did you just hand them some cash?
Hand some cash right at the door. That's right.
Tanya.
Yeah, there'll be people at the gates with buckets, and I don't care if you're cleaning out your car, your loose change, throw it in there.
That's right, exactly.
For people that live in a swipe it world, will we have a chance to swipe it, or do we need to shake out the couch before we come on by?
Clean out your couch before you come.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's a big deal, because a lot of people say, well, I'll just swipe, and I swipe everywhere. So people we'll put this on our Facebook page at WGCL Radio as well, cash donations are, that's what we're going to help out with, so people can make sure they stop by the ATM, because we know sometimes food vendors don't take swiper cards and everything else. So, hey, cash travels.
We do have a different setup this year. In the past, the food vendors and the music has always been out there in the field. We have moved everything to the inner part of the fairgrounds, closer to the grandstands to help the goat cart people out. So all the food vendors will be around there, and that's where the music acts will also be.
Well, that's kind of perfect, because that might free up some more space for parking, correct? Where the food vendors are and all that? Yeah, because it was full.
Big crowd.
It was full last year. We got there probably a little later than we should have. We weren't late, but it was definitely, like, by the time we got there, it was already jam-packed in that field. So, yeah, that's perfect.
Yes.
So when people are watching the fireworks, this is not watching in the car. They're going to be in the grandstand, or where will they actually be seeing the fireworks display?
If you're at the go-kart races, yes, you can stay in the grandstands. But we will have a roped-off area in the grass here if you bring your blankets, your chairs.
Okay.
Yeah, because we parked sort of near Airport Road. And so mm-hmm. you couldn't yes. see him over the building. I mean, you could, but it was, we got yeah. out and took our chairs and our picnic blankets and sat down in the grass, and it was a perfect view.
As long as you have a view of up, you should be
that's,
okay,
that's
right?
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tanya Clark is our guest this morning. She sits on the Monroe County Fair Board, and the Monroe County Fairgrounds will be the scene tomorrow night. July 1st, around 10 p.m., gates are going to open at 4 o'clock. Now, are you going to stop traffic any time before the show starts? I hate to tell people, hey, you got to be here by this time, but do you have a little bit different procedure this year?
We have tried that, and it just didn't work very well.
Okay, well, that's fair, because mm-hmm. if somebody went last year and said, hey, I couldn't get in because I was too late.
Right.
Yes.
Those of you arriving just on time.
No finger pointing in the studio.
but when in doubt, Tanya, you have so many other things going on out there. You can come and make an afternoon of it, correct?
Correct.
And
yeah, make the whole day of it.
And as always, we always have to point out that there are rules and regulations in life, and we all have to play by them. There are some things that you guys are asking people not to do. Let us know what those are.
No grills. No pets. No personal fireworks. I know the sparklers are kind of hard to police, so we just ask that you don't throw the metal little sticks down on the ground when you're done with them.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of trash cans sitting around. No weapons.
It's a family event, right? Let's
see. It's a family event,
so
yes.
let's keep mm-hmm. it that way.
And no alcohol, which that's another kind of hard to police, but we're just asking that you don't do it.
Sure.
Yeah, which makes sense. And there's food vendors there. I mean, I think we bought some slushies and some desserty type things, but there were tons
yeah.
of food vendors. Like, you don't even, if you don't want to, you don't need to bring anything. Just bring a picnic blanket
and
yourself.
I have had a few people ask, because of their allergies, you know, it's okay if you bring a cooler with some of your own stuff in it. Just don't bring a grill to cook anything.
Yeah.
Right. So we're not going to be tailgating,
exactly.
basically, is what you're saying.
You can be just covertly.
Yeah, no tailgating.
And then anybody that has dogs knows that they don't like fireworks anyhow, so there's no
right
point.
Now.
And I can see the look on your face. Correct. And the look
exactly.
on
yes.
your
yes.
We've been there. We've had our 3 dogs or our 12 dogs cowering under the bed sheets.
Exactly.
And that's not the 3-dog night you're looking for.
No.
Tanya Clark is our guest. Hey, when does the music start, Tanya? We're going to open up the gates at 4 o'clock. When do we fire up the music?
My first act goes on at 6:30, and she's a young lady, Anna Ross. And then I have Reese Phillips also performing.
Nice.
Reese is a good kid from out at Edgewood. Yeah, he's kind of up and coming on the country music
That's
scene.
Right.
Just
I've
performed
heard the name.
At
yeah.
Taste of Bloomington.
That's right.
And all of this is with your free admission. It comes with it.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay any extra free once you get in, but we would appreciate donations. As Tanya has told us, everything that goes on Saturday is funded solely by your donations. So the more you give, next year you can add, and we'll see what else is happening there. Tanya, if I need more information, or if I need to find directions, if I'm not from here, where is the best place to get all this information?
You can go to the Monroe County Fairgrounds Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Just put that in the search bar, yeah?
Yeah, or my Facebook page.
Excellent. Tanya Perfect. Clark. And again, this is tomorrow, July 1st, and we've been telling people all week and reminding folks that the Bloomington City Parade is July 4th, but the fireworks for the Monroe County Fairground are tomorrow night, July 1st. And I don't want to – I'm not even going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about any other thing about when it could happen later if it doesn't. Nope. It's happening tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Can I also add that the goat cart races, they are charging because it's a different group than us.
Sure.
They are charging $5 admission to go watch the go-kart races.
Wait, though. Are the go-kart racers, like, is this somebody that can go and sign up to race, or are these professional racers,
so to
speak? Oh,
good question. I'm wondering, too.
Because I will totally take on Julie Warren and Mike Glasscott in a go-kart race.
I just raced last weekend, dude. I've practiced. Yeah. What is it?
It's a group. It's a circuit. They race out there every other Saturday night at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
So we need to get in the circuit is what's happening here.
Let the professionals handle this. Right. They're handling the fireworks. They're handling the go-karts.
Well, I'm already thinking through my head, what is the formula to come up with your go-kart racer name?
Yeah.
And I've had people ask that. That's a good question, because I have people have asked that.
It's a holiday. Sit back and relax.
That's right.
Remember, if you have a view of up, everything is going okay on there. Tanya, great job as always. We appreciate the information. Saturday. Don't worry about when the fireworks start. Worry about getting there. 4 o'clock, the gates open. Give yourself time so you're not rushing like the Julie Warren experience at 9:47.
Kids, July 5th almost here.
It's midnight. Where did the fireworks go? And the scene of the party will be at the Monroe County Fairgrounds. Please bring cash. It will make your life and night a lot easier. Tanya, best of luck, and let's have great weather, and I hope you guys have a great event coming up on Saturday, tomorrow night.
Thank you.